And if you look at the road we're on, increasingly getting more horrible, if we continue down that road, every bit of your common sense and your guts and your intellect and your soul tells you reject these people and stand against them. So it is an honor, not a burden, to follow my destiny and my duty. It is a empowering pleasure to take these people on. And I, quite frankly, years ago, hated globalists and hated my persecutors. I didn't fight them because I hated them. I fought them because I love my family. You don't fight the enemy in front of you because you hate them. You fight them to protect those behind you. It's been said a million times by so many people. No one knows who first said it. It's just true. Well, it's a cliche. But I don't even have hatred for Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Hillary Clinton. I look at them demonically possessed, shells of humans, gateways into hell, and I just look at the spiritual ugliness of their composure, of their demeanor, of what glows out of them, what shines out of them with an H.P. Lovecraft hellish shine. And I just think, the creator, that I'm not on their team, and that for whatever reason in my life and my ancestors and my experiences and God reaching out, that I have been saved from being with these people. So no matter what happens with the election, no matter what happens in the economy or war or any of it, it is the test and the experience of being alive and making the right decision in this third dimensional, flesh and blood, real, boot camp. You can call it a simulation, and compared to the full blast of unlimited consciousness that's indescribable beyond the multiverse, yes, this is a simulation. But a real simulation with a endless universe, and endless opportunities, and just endless beauty and wonder, just to give you an idea of the magnitude of the Maker. And that itself is just a tiny spark of a spark of a shadow of a spark in the mind of the Creator. And it is the grasping of that awesomeness, that totalness, that opens the space-time continuum bridge gate into the infinity of God and your connection to your Maker, to then through free will merge into the collective of God's consciousness. But you were made with free will, with the potential of the entire universe in you to make that decision, because God doesn't create automatons. You have free will. Make the proper choice. All right. I'm going to go through all these clips. I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to go over the news I mentioned right now. But I just want to state to you again, 30 years plus on air, nothing we've ever covered, nothing we've ever done together is one-tenth of the importance of what's happening right now, hands down. The existential, ultra urgent crossroads we're at right now is fantastic. And so, get right with God. All right. I'm going to harp on this again. Not that I don't have hundreds of articles and hundreds of clips. That stuff doesn't matter. It's all symptoms of the larger issue. The EU was set up in 47 as a steel collective. The EU Commission's unelected. It runs it. The Parliament's ceremonial. That's how you attack the EU and remove it. And that's why it's getting in trouble. Will probably collapse. And back to the people. It's illegitimate. You attack at the core of it. The foundation of it not having a foundation. Same thing. Biden steals the election. He's removed in a coup. Kamala's installed. Now they're preparing another election fraud coup against the people again. They are illegitimate. We are already in a coup. How do you ever stop a coup if you don't admit you're already in a coup? If they kill Trump and steal the election, we had to have the legislatures, the attorney generals, convene emergency state powers, have the states reconstitute the republic, declare the federal government illegitimate. It'll collapse like that. We'll reconstitute the whole thing overnight. There's a million ways to do this. And people, everybody's so focused on this election. Trump's going to win if they don't kill him or steal it. 12 days out, we're already in the election. They're already trying to steal it. I don't know if they'll be successful. But they're going to keep the polling places going. They're going to keep the voting going. They're going to keep the tabulating going for weeks and weeks and weeks to piss you off. And then if you don't go out and do something violent, they will provide the event to blame on us. They've already said that's their plan. They always telegraph it to their minions. They're going to do it. So we need to start addressing that they've set this up and say, we know what you're doing. This is elementary, my dear Watson. And Dana White understands that. He needs to come out more. He needs to explain it because I know him and he's very smart. And he understands the full thing and he needs to go all the way. And so does every other Trump surrogate. Not next week, not next month, now, yesterday, last month. Do it now. It's real simple. We're living under a CIA deep state coup that's telling you they're going to have an armed uprising against Trump if he somehow gets in. And they've got legislation introduced to strip him of presidential powers during a civil uprising when he gets in office. And they're signaling they're going to fight right through no matter what. Trump has to get control of the Justice Department and arrest the kingpin so they stop it. Our survival means we've got to go after him. And notice they're saying our survival means we got to stop Trump. Exactly. Just admit we're in a death battle. Admit it's the fight to the finish. No quarter given. None received. On guard. This is it. It's going down. I'm here to raise the alarm. And I can't believe it again. I'm sitting here as the only big talk show host. And I don't say that to differentiate myself. I mean, you think I want to be the one who knows all this? You think I want to be the one who sees it all clearly? Everybody else sees it clearly. They know how dangerous it is for them personally to do that. Well, you're going to lose your asses if you don't. I don't see how you don't understand that, people that ride the fence. You want to sit around and play half measures with the New World Order so they eat you last? No, I'm kind of like a Viking. I'll die with my sword in my hand. That's the way to go out. And I don't mean that running around with an actual sword. In the information war, going down with the ship, it's so exciting. 20 days till they shut us down, martial law, all this craziness. God's kept me in this position, working through you to keep me on air, and I'm going to stay my post, and I believe we're going to make it through this, but regardless, I'm going to keep following God's directives, and I'm going 110%. We'll be right back.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.